This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our researchers today announced a new expedition to find Amelia Earhart's airplane.
I thought we found it, and it looked like a rock formation at the bottom of the water.
It was a rock formation, based on evidence that suggests the famed aviator may have crash-landed on a remote island in the South Pacific. There is a new satellite photo that may appear to show the remains of Amelia Earhart's plane peeking through the sand on a small, remote, inhospitable island lagoon in Kiribati.
Common spelling.
Nearly 1,000 miles from Fiji, according to Richard Pettigrew.
How do we not know?
I don't know, Dana.
How to locate that plane? When they do know what her last communication was, they know where she was when she delivered that communication, or where she thought she was, I should say.
Yeah.
With all of the sonar technology and with all of the like treasure hunter sleuths type of people, there are always wreckages being found.
Here's why. If you take a picture from a satellite of planet Earth right over the middle of the Pacific Ocean, you on each side of that picture, you barely see land. That is how large the Pacific Ocean is.
But they know, don't they know generally where she would have glided down? She would have.
They know where she made her last communication, or to your point just a moment ago, and it was a good one, where she thinks she was. Keep in mind, this was in 1937.
They didn't have Apple Maps.
They didn't have a GPS. So she's guessing, educated guess, where she is. But we don't know that's where she was.
And assuming she glided down calmly because she ran out of gas and there wasn't a storm and it wasn't choppy waters, she could have floated anywhere.
Now, you got to keep in mind that the satellite image that they're looking at, the photo was captured in 2015, 10 years ago. And it was a year after an intense tropical cyclone shifted the sand right off the coast of this island. And they think, and they're going to go check this out, obviously, that maybe one of the reasons they couldn't find the plane was because after all these years, it had been buried under sand under the water.
Or silt or something.
Right. And so this tropical cyclone comes through, shifts the sand, and all of a sudden there is, I'll show you the image. And you tell me what you think it is.
You know, one of the we interviewed one of the explorers who really thought they had found that plane.
The last time, yeah.
And he was fascinating. And one of the things he said was she was so experienced that as she knew they were running out of fuel because they were off course, and I don't believe they realized it, she would have been able to glide that plane down. It would have been a violent landing, but the landing would have been survivable, okay? And he said because of the nature of the way those planes were built, even after all this time on the bottom of the ocean, they think there would be some, I want to say a treasure trove of material inside, but there would still be something, not, and I'm not talking about human remains, but something from the plane, from her knapsack, something to salvage from inside that craft.
That's the image they're going off of from 10 years ago.
That looks like sand next to very shallow water. Am I wrong?
But it's the metallic thing in the water that they find.
But that looks like it's 40 yards off the
coast.
Coast.
And the previous search looked for what looked like rocks, and they found
rocks.
Well, how remote is this spot?
It is 1,000 miles away from Fiji.
Okay,
that doesn't mean anything to you. It is in the South Pacific.
If we've known this has been there for 10 years, why didn't someone just go take a peek?
They didn't. They just went through the satellite images from 10 years ago.
Got it.
So let me look up where this place is.
Oh, I hope that's it.
Kiribati. I've never even heard of that place. And I stare at maps.
And again, if she did land softly in the way these planes are designed, it would not have sank immediately.
Oh, certainly over the years it would have, but yes, they are saying
she could have floated anywhere.
They don't know, Sam, but
it's somewhere in here.
Oh, good Lord!
You see this big blue blob right there?
It's like a bajillion miles of blue
east of Australia.
East of Australia.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Oh, I hope that's it. You know, we ought to see if the good folks at the Amelia Earhart Museum would come back on the program. I am just fascinated with her, with her life. I hope they find this.
586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.